This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are talking about going back to the movies. Would you go to the cinema again if it was reopened with strict SOPs? Why or why not? You have about 10 minutes to get in touch with us. Chime in. Tell us what you think. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we have a story about how live music is making a comeback in New York in a very unique way. Musicians in New York are organizing surprise concerts throughout the state aimed at giving a jolt to the arts after nearly a year of darkened theatres and concert halls.
So the concerts are part of a series of pop-up shows in New York intended to give the arts a jolt by providing artists with paid work and audiences with opportunities to see live performances after nearly a year. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced plans for a series called New York Pops Up, or NY Pops Up, last month, declaring that we must bring arts and culture back to life and adding that the revival would be crucial to the economic revival of New York City.
It's good that they acknowledge that, right? Now, the program, of course, is wary of drawing crowds. Most of the performances will be unannounced, emerging suddenly at parks, museums, parking lots and street corners. So the idea is just to inject a dose of inspiration into the lives of New Yorkers, a moment in which they can pause their scheduled lives and, you know, witness art, you know, during this pandemic year that has had very limited human contact for most of us, right? And and also has also imposed tight restrictions on people's activities.
And I think it's good, you know, like you say, you know, they'll just pop out in different places. It cheers, you know, it cheers a person's up.
And it's been so long since we've actually experienced something like this. Imagine the impact.
Right. So, and the first one they did recently was at a vaccination site at the Javits Center for an audience of healthcare workers, which, you know, they deserve. A jazz musician, John Batiste, and his band Stay Human spontaneously started playing music and dancing during the workers' break time, and many of them were seen clapping and filming in on your phones. Now, if you're wondering why the name sounds familiar, Batiste is the band leader on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. After the first performance at the Javits Center, the musicians headed to Brooklyn, where they began another flash mob style street jam. They even had tap dancers. The free mobile concerts are called Love Riots by Batiste, who previously planned stuff like this on social media, and the group is aiming to put on those more than 300 pop-up performances through Labor Day in every borough and around the state. And the performances are chosen by a council of artists, among them himself, who are each asked to tap into their own networks to find participants.
And they're going to be paid for these performances, right? Now, while the music was intended to provide a spontaneous display for passers-by, the march that they did, right, was tightly regulated as it has to be during this pandemic era, right? Just to give you an idea, security personnel directed members of the musical entourage around uneven terrain and even dog waste. Yes. And also, they also had a separate employee who asked onlookers to spread out when they decided to break social distancing guidelines as well, because you got to make sure that the people watching adhere to the guidelines as well.
Right. So despite the logistics that went into it, the plan succeeded in being a spontaneous curiosity for dozens of people who unexpectedly encountered the music. Moving down narrow alleyways and commercial streets, the band caused people to stop, stare, and sometimes groove a little bit.
But of course, you know, not everyone seem to appreciate the music. At one point, I think someone inside an apartment building started to throw objects at the marchers from several floors up. Must be really grumpy because of quarantine, I guess. But of course, you know, accustomed to improvising, the band simply dodged the flying objects and they marched a bit more quickly and the music never stopped.
Wow.
And we hope this is the start and the music will never stop. I really miss, you know, live music.
Yeah, me
too. Don't you?
I love
your concerts.
I love my concerts, right?
We are so close. So close. I can feel it. It's coming back. It's coming back. On the show today, of course, we're asking you, would you go to the cinema again if it was reopened with strict SOPs? Why or why not? Frida, let's wrap up the poll before we go into the messages.
Okay, yes, I miss it at 37.9%. No, it's still not safe at 37.4%, so that's pretty close. But maybe once the support, that means you are going to come out, is 22.3%, and others at 2.4%. 64%.
Over on Instagram, it's still 64% who are ready to go back to the cinemas, 36% who are not. Several messages to read on Instagram. This is from Old Man Faz, who says, there's nothing like the atmosphere of a new film in cinema. Sheikh Fazil says, certain movies need a good cinematic sound, so don't do it at home. Leia Augustine says, I wouldn't, because part of the fun is whispering stuff about the movie to your gang, and we can't do that with the SOPs. Not true. Unless, you know, they let families and groups stay together, sit together, right?
You should be quiet in the cinema.
Yeah, you should. Ghazi says, don't want the industry to die, plus the strict SOPs should be safe, perhaps even safer than restaurants. Borneo Craft says, because I have a soft spot for cinemas, I used to work part-time at TGV during semester breaks. Jennifer says, no reason, I just like potato-tating at home.
Okay.
And we've got Hui Ting here. I'm just the last one that I'm going to read, who says, Scared.
Okay.
Yeah. Over on Twitter, got a few more to get through.
Okay. This is Awan XY. I will go to cinema again, but depend on the movie shown. Right? And Rimba Science has shown that transmission risk is highest in indoor air conditioned areas, because even the strictest recommended SOPs aren't enough to prevent infection in these conditions. So why risk it? Unless they have some sort of filtration, which they have invested in.
Yeah. And we've got one last one here to read from Rumley.
Of course. I generally only go to cinemas to hear the person next to me who's seen the movie reveal the ending and be repeatedly nudged in the lower back by a tall person's knees, you know, behind, I guess. So with COVID social distancing, no point lah.
Yeah. You know what? Even this I miss.
Even this I miss.
Yes, I do. I do miss it very, very much. Of course, our story for today was about, you know, well, the cinema operators in the country pleading to be allowed to open again because cinemas can't survive MCO 2.0 much longer. We then moved on to our story about lockdown and piracy, and about how if you are streaming movies at home, not legitimately, not very legitimately, you know, it could pose some major cybersecurity risks. And of course, we ended that story about how New York is bringing live music back to their streets with these spontaneous concerts. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can find the podcast on our website, bfm.my. Within the hour, you can also catch up on all our podcasts on the BFM app, on iTunes or on Spotify. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bytes. But till then, here's the Kooks, who's going to take us out of the show with So Good Looking, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.